More than two centuries ago, hundreds of thousands of men in Napoleon's army died during their retreat from Russia. Researchers now believe a couple of unexpected pathogens may have helped hasten the soldiers' demise. Here is science reporter Ari Daniel.
By 1812, nearly all of Europe was under Napoleon's control, but the Russian Empire had been resisting his efforts to control trade across the continent. So that summer, he ordered his army some 600,000 strong to invade Russia. It would prove to be a terrible decision.
He believed that he was going to be able to conquer the whole world, more or less. It was probably the beginning of the end.
Nicolas Raskovan heads up the Microbial Paleogenomics Unit at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. That October, Napoleon called his soldiers back after barely engaging the Russian army. It wasn't a defeat, but it was no win either. And during the march home, winter arrived early.
I mean, they started to die of cold, hunger, and also infectious diseases.
Like typhus and trench fever, which we know about based on a mix of historical accounts, the discovery of body lice on the remains of soldiers, which carried the pathogens that transmitted the ailments, and DNA analyses done nearly two decades ago. But molecular techniques have gotten way better since then. A pair of archaeologists asked Raskovan, who studies the DNA of ancient pathogens, to see what other afflictions he might be able to turn up from a mass grave site in Lithuania of 2,000 to 3,000 of Napoleon's men.
Europe has such a rich history that we have archaeological sites pretty much everywhere. So you dig a hole in the ground and then you find something.
Among the remains the archaeologists had unearthed were 13 teeth, each from a different soldier. Those teeth would have had blood flowing through their interiors long ago.
So then it's kind of a time machine in which you can really see the blood of the individual back then. And then if you have DNA of the pathogen in the blood because you have an infection, that DNA can get into the tooth.
This ancient DNA was in rough shape, naturally, but Raskovan sequenced all of it. Some of it came from the soldiers themselves, some from organisms in the soil they were buried in, and some, perhaps, was from pathogens that helped kill them.
Once we have a huge list of all the different things that have been detected, we try to find which are the species that match a human pathogen. It's like doing a puzzle.
After he and his team finished that puzzle, they had two hits, both bacteria, one that caused paratyphoid fever and the other relapsing fever. Combined with the earlier results, this study, which is published in the journal Current Biology, reveals these soldiers were under microbial assault on all fronts. Leslie Quaid is a paleopathologist at the Austrian Archaeological Institute who wasn't involved in the research. She says that discerning the emergence, spread, and evolution of disease in the past can also help us navigate the pathogens of today.
Understanding how certain types of pathogens developed gave us a better chance of anticipating what a pathogen's next step might be.
Experts say these findings are another reminder that war has always been ugly. Mihaela Binda didn't participate in the study either. She's a bioarchaeologist with Novitas, an archaeology company based in Vienna.
We have these paintings in the museums of Napoleon on his horse, fit young men marching into battle. But in the end, when we look at the human remains, we see an entirely different picture.
A picture of lifelong malnutrition, broken feet from marching too far, too quickly, and bodies riddled with disease.
These wars were anything but glamorous. For some of them, the death in battle would have been a relief.
For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.